KXRN News, I'm John Spott. Correspondent Joseph Fetterman reports that the ceasefire talks between Israel and Hamas over the weekend were positive.
There are reports that these talks went well. In fact, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu over the weekend says that Israel even wants a ceasefire. At the same time, though, he says he is still planning the invasion of Rafah. This is what is believed to be the last Hamas stronghold in Gaza.
Meanwhile, correspondent Jackie Quinn reports on another round of U.S. strikes against Houthi rebels in the Middle East.
Military insiders say that targets like missiles, launchers, rockets, drones, and air defense systems were struck in several areas in Yemen. This is the fourth time the U.S. and British militaries have conducted a combined operation against the Houthis since last month in response to a surge in attacks on shipping traffic in the Red Sea and the Gulf of Aden, including last week's missile strike that set a cargo ship on fire. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Also at SRNNews.com, a former FBI informant charged with concocting a multi-million-dollar bribery scheme involving President Biden's family is set to appear in a California federal court today as a judge decides whether he must remain behind bars while he awaits trial. Julie Walker has more.
Special Counsel David Weiss's office is pressing the judge to keep Alexander Smirnov in jail, arguing the man who claims to have ties to Russian intelligence is likely to flee the country. Smirnov is charged with falsely telling the FBI that executives from the Ukrainian energy company Burisma had paid Biden and his son Hunter $5 million each. The claim became central to the Republican impeachment inquiry of the president. I'm Julie Walker.
And on Wall Street, the Dow is down 28 points, but the NASDAQ is ahead 19. This is SRN News. The numbers are in on Franklin Graham's latest gospel festival.
The Billy Graham Evangelistic Association says more than 43,000 people packed a sports venue in Mexico City this month, and over 4,000 of them accepted Christ during the event. Graham told the crowd, quote, "Religion cannot save you. Going to church cannot save you. Only God can save you. That will only happen if you come to faith in Him through Jesus Christ." The popular evangelist is currently conducting a gospel tour of the American Southwest. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
France was honored, has honored a Christian who survived one genocide to fight another. World War II resistance fighter Misak Manouchian, inducted into that country's Pantheon National Roll of Honor. Manouchian was a Christian who took refuge in France after surviving the massacre of Armenian Christians by the Ottoman Turks. This is SRN News. On the international front, correspondent Rika Ann Garcia reports on Ukraine's worries. Those worries are about delays in Western military aid. Here's the update.
Ukraine's defense minister Rustam Umerov says half of the promised Western military support fails to arrive on time. Speaking at an assembly in Kiev, he stressed that each delayed aid shipment complicates the task of military planners and ultimately costs the lives of soldiers. Ukrainian military leaders toured the frontline combat posts while facing a worsening ammunition shortage and Russian attacks in the east. Meanwhile, nightly strikes continue with Ukraine's air defenses shooting down drones sent by Moscow, while Russia targeted an unspecified facility in western Ukraine. I'm Rika Ann Garcia.
More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.